Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Good morning. I'm coming to you from beautiful Seattle, and it is beautiful. No rain, 70 degrees, sun shining. Oh my God, it's just a glorious day here. And I have a lot to share with you, so I'm going to just jump right in. First of all, thank you so much for all your love and condolences and heart messages. Really touched me, really helped me, and so appreciate you all reaching out with your compassion and love. So as you know, our webinar is coming up pretty soon, and they're bringing in all these things around balance, since that's what the webinar is about. And they took me today to Core Belief 15, which is clear the physical imbalances in the body. Anything creating imbalance in our definition of happiness from genetic balance, which means the things that have been passed down to us around being balanced. But they changed it. They didn't want me to go toward happiness. They just wanted me to go toward what's creating the physical imbalance of us that makes us defer to going out of balance all the time. So basically then they took me to the core belief, I betray me, God betrays me. Now, we betray ourselves by not knowing the cocktail. And you remember the cocktail is all about us knowing that we are the creation of ourselves, that we are the gods that choose the thoughts, the perspectives, right, that create the emotional state, that send out the electrical charge that the universe responds to. Now, if we are not accepting that for ourselves, that we are the God of us, and consciously making choices about how to think and what to focus on, then ultimately, guys, if by default we're focused on sickness or lack or any of those things, trying to create the opposite positive, God, the energy, divine love, the creative force, has to betray us, because we've already betrayed ourselves by not taking the responsibility of choosing, committing, feeling good around, and taking action about the things that we have chosen. So we can't be in balance to create our lives if we don't know that we are the power that does that. Because if we don't know that we're the power, then we're constantly and consistently at the whim of anything that happens to us, around us, in our world and in our lives. So the first step of being in balance consistently is to know you have a choice to do that. because it's up to you to choose it. Then they took me to the subject of knowing and trusting the I am in this life. Now, your I am principle is literally your creative force. The I am principle of the world is the creative force of the world. So if I don't know and I don't trust my own creative force in this life, it's impossible to have the balance in place and not betray myself. Right? So that takes us to remember the biblical verse, if we have enough pure faith, just big enough as a grain of a mustard seed, in ourselves, in our creative force, in our God power, we can move mountains. So I ask you to really claim, choose, focus on trusting yourself and moving into claiming your knowing that I am the creative force of me. I accept that responsibility. I'm clear about it. And I start choosing and focusing only on the things I wish to create in my life. They gave me a cool little rhyme. Today I'm happier and healthier and wealthier in every moment of my life. Kind of covers the whole thing, right? Happier, healthier, wealthier in every moment of my life. So we're going to balance this. Everybody's coming together to claim I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Wow. Okay. Now, this next part is a little weird. It started out on politics, but it really... You know, politics is just a microcosm of all the energy, right? What's going on. So, basically, what they're saying is negative as well as positive energy can move into knowing that it's the creation of itself, right? So, obviously, when the negative, more hurtful, more fearful energy starts to see its power of creation, that can be what we like to define as a dangerous thing. Because that energy then, if we are not vigilant about our own creation, can really snow us. So the message from the channel is, in everything in your life, with everybody in your life, look at their actions and not their words. Look at their actions. What actions are they taking? Because words are cheap. And words are powerful. So that goes for everyone. And they want you to know that is a great part of understanding consciousness. So, oftentimes, people, especially people in politics right now, feel like they don't belong. The channel wants you to know unconditionally that we all belong to knowing how to understand consciousness. We are here to understand that we are the creative force in our lives and that we work with a greater force. Well, they're correcting me. It's not a greater force. It's our individual force recognizing the one force that we are a part of. Okay, important difference. Now, there's a little fear going on with all of us, too, that when I come alive again, I'm sick. When I come alive, when I really know that I'm the creation of me, I can't handle it. And this came in a private session this week that we're, and I want you to go, which one am I, or am I somewhere in between? So again, around balance, when we're in balance and conscious of our creation, we create stuff. Now, if we create stuff in a really quick way and start creating everything we want, it can freak us out because we go, oh my God, I really am powerful. Look how powerful I am. If we go into reaction to it that way, that takes us out of balance. And we have to redirect ourselves back into balance. Or we can be on the other end of the spectrum and we don't trust our own creation because of past failures. So we continue to be in reaction to our past failures instead of bringing ourselves back into balance so that we can choose what we want to create now. So what we want then is I am consistently and consciously always maintaining my balance in the creation of me. And so it is. And we are invoking, we are the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, guys. And so it is. Well, hold on. There's something else they want to add. I'm going to a core belief now. Well, we must have shifted something to bring it in. This page here. Okay. It's I'll never be good enough. Guys, you were created good enough. How much more do you need than the channel? And we know that my channel is all information and all knowledge, which for me is the definition of God. So God is giving us permission to know that we were created in the image and likeness of the creative force itself. And we have to be good enough to know that we chose to come in on this plane and play with that. So we are choosing that. I am good enough right now. I was good enough the day I was born, and I'm just practicing the creation of me. And so it is. Now can I go to the calls? All right, here we go. And we're going to start with Janice in New Jersey. Hold on, let me get you on here. Okay, you're on, baby.
Okay, Dee. Well, I have really been thrown off balance. First of all, I want to say you might remember me. I saw you at your TED Talk, which was wonderful. And I was
Thank
the
you.
Woman who, yes, I was a woman who came out in the hall, and I had these tickets to another event, and I didn't know what to do with them because I couldn't go. And you said, oh, I'll take care of that. So I don't know if that rings any bells.
I absolutely do. So what's going on, Janice? What's going on?
Okay. So about a month later, I lost my daughter to a drug overdose.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey.
Thank you. And, you know, there's so much about how I feel. I mean, she was doing so well, and it really came as a shock to me, and I've been struggling.
I don't know if you've been listening to the show. My brother committed suicide 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I said exactly the same words. We thought he was doing so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I want you to know, Janice, that's typical. Even if people dying of disease, they rally before they leave. You know, at some point we'll have to look into that, but that's not the issue here today. So they want to address your guilt, Janice. And if you're going to move on, my darling, you've got to come in terms with the fact that everyone leaves with choice, and that you loved her and supported her, and this was her choice. For some reason, whatever it is, we'll never understand. She was done, and it was time for her to leave and start over somewhere else. So why do you feel guilty? Because we all do, guys. We're taught that we're greater people if we feel guilty. So talk to me about why you feel guilty. What more could you have done, Janice?
No, I just feel there's little things I could have done. You know, just, I could have been kinder. I could have said some things, you know. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, when you live with an addict, you go through a lot of dealing with their manipulation.
Yes. And you have to be tough love.
Yeah.
You have to be tough love.
Yes.
Okay. And tough love is sometimes the greatest love. And so you did that, and now you feel guilty about it because it didn't work. Because, my darling, and this is what I said about my beloved brother Damon, I loved him unconditionally, and I couldn't love him enough for him to love himself. And
yes,
that's the lesson they got to learn, so that the next time they come back, they go, wow, I'm really going to choose to love me now, this time. I'm worth being here, like we just talked about in the beginning of the show. So they want... your mom's coming in now. They want me to give you a core belief that was kind of passed down to you through your mom that's not helping you here. Hang on a minute. Not this page. And guys, you know, this goes for absolutely everybody that's listening. We're all have or going to lose people. And we have to learn through what goes on with us where we need to bring ourselves back into balance. Okay, here, 16, 17, 18. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. That's a belief that was passed down through your mother's side of the family. So you can see how that applies to tough love. When I'm coming forward for myself, not giving myself up while I help you, I have to get abandoned somehow. And
yeah,
it's plugging you into that, my darling. And the channel, again, wants to remind you and all of us, it is not our responsibility to give ourselves up to save another person. First of all, it's not our responsibility. Second of all, it's not possible. because a person who is suffering with alcoholism and drug addiction, and they're actually using a lot of the manipulation on us in order for them to feel some kind of control and power.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the channel is asking and encouraging you to spend some time moving out of judgment and just being in the state of and sending your daughter compassion and love for who she was, the time you had together, the life she represented. Because when we move into compassion and love, guys, we cannot experience the guilt and whatever shame is going on and the doubt around everything. And I can tell you from doing that with Damon over the last 2 weeks has been my salvation. So it doesn't make sense to your brain right now to do that, because we've all been taught to really delve into the grief and stay there for a while. It doesn't help you, doesn't help them to really allow their energy to leave. And they're suggesting in a month or two, you might want to find a medium to talk to.
Yes, I've got that set up already.
Oh, okay, because that'll give you a lot of peace. As long as they're really connected, it'll give you a lot of peace. And I can tell you unequivocally from talking with a lot of mediums to my own people on the other side and being a medium whenever I'm called to, they're peaceful, they're happy, and they left by choice. And sometimes they leave, Janice, so that you can be free to go create you. You might find a lot of peace listening to my past life regression. It's for free on the website.
Yeah.
And I think it might help you a lot, sweetheart. Okay?
Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome, darling. Been there. I'm in empathy for your pain, and being the tough love that I am toward moving out of the pain and moving on in your life now. All right. Much
okay.
love to you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Miss Jessica in Pittsburgh, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so awesome. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. I have been going through a struggle with my ex in the courts, and I've really gotten to the point where I don't care, because no matter what I present as facts, which are facts, sort of gets ignored. And I guess I wanted to talk about whether this is me going to the next level as far as I can only do what I could do, and what's going to happen is going to happen, or if I've crossed over the threshold of, I just need it to end, and he just won't end it. I can't get it to end, but I'm so tired of the situation.
Okay, so when I say, Jessica, you have clearly directed what you want, I get a no. Everything
Wait, say that again?
That you have clearly directed what you want in this situation, I get a no.
That's true. I have not gotten anything.
Well, because if you go back and re-listen to the show, you will hear you didn't give me one thing around what you wanted. You gave me everything you're not getting.
I want my kids. And I want the fighting to stop, and I want my kids
no.
in my life.
No,
right.
No. When you say I want the fighting to stop, what does that tell your brain to focus on?
The fighting.
Yep. Oh, my God, you guys. What do I have to do to get you to get this? All right. You're here serving everybody, Jessica. This divorce is finished, completed successfully in a harmonious way. I receive everything I want. Hold on. They're stopping me here. Well, now this is interesting. Let's look at this. Because they're saying you have to state that you've already received everything you want, and so has he. So in your mind, you see, yeah, see, they're taking me to my intellect and my heart can't integrate into all this. Because your mind goes, well, how the hell can I get everything if he gets everything he wants to? So you want peace, I can tell you that. That's the opposite. That's the positive way of saying I want the fighting to stop.
Right.
You want a clear, fair resolution for both of you.
Correct.
You know that you're heard. Aha. Uh-huh. See, what was the first thought you had when I said that?
Just exhaustion.
Well, it's exhaustion because you keep focused on the fight, baby. And if you're focused on the fight has got to continue. So we're at peace. We're at a peaceful, fair resolution about all of this. And I feel the joy around that. Can you feel the joy around the moment everything is finalized and you feel
yes.
that you fairly got a fair deal here? Can you feel
yeah.
the joy? All right. That's where you want to live, sweetheart. I absolutely know that all of this is rectified fairly for both of us. That I have time with my kids, everything in my life and in these dealings are peaceful. They come to a successful conclusion. They are at a successful conclusion. And I'm going to feel the awesomeness of the joy and the love around all of that. Now, there's one more thing. Hold on. Sheets. First sheet. Okay. Again, they're taking you back to you have to know that you are the creation of your own life. Otherwise, you will not believe the things that we are stating are possible. And that's really when we go out of balance, is when we believe things aren't possible. Everything is possible to those who believe. Do you understand?
I do understand.
Okay, now you have to do it. You have to put it into practice. And your mind and your emotions are going to want to go that son of a bitch and go back all back into that place where you're not going to create what you want. Okay? So
I get it.
You've got to be tough love with yourself here if you want to turn this around.
Well, I think that – so I've recently moved and I've made those steps and I've tried to really extricate myself from the negative people in my life who want to fight my fight for me as well. And
yes,
I just can't
– Jessica.
I can't handle having them around because of that. I'm really
– Yes, but the most negative person that is around you right now is you. Look to yourself. Look to yourself, and then all the rest of the negativity has to fall away, or you are given the strength to create a positive outcome from it. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Look to thine own self. To thine own self be true. And that means I know that I am the creation of me. My creative force creates what I want in this situation. So here are all the positive things that I want. And I'm going to focus on and feel great into that. All right. Good lesson
Thank
for everybody.
You.
Thank you, darling.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Guys, they just keep hammering us. And you're going to get it. Let's just say, I got it. I got it. I focus only on what I want, and I feel great about that. No matter what the challenge is, I focus on what I want. If I have cancer, I focus on health and how great health feels and how great and happy my little cells are and how they're perfectly communicating with each other. Right? Okay. We could be going to Miss Lynn in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
Whoops. Now you're there. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee Dee. Oh, I got it.
Dear God, again?
I got it. So I think when you were talking about balance and creating, sorry, and then my thing, I think, has been going back to past failure and having that seep in and catching it and then redirecting.
Yep.
So,
it becomes an expectation for us, guys. And then that expectation becomes a definition of who we are. And we've got to consciously change that and turn it around.
Right. And so I feel like I was having opportunities to make big steps, and I was taking them. And then when that starts to happen, I think that's, yeah, exactly. I somehow slow it down, put something in the way. I mean, even not even consciously knowing to do it.
Yeah, you go, oh, my God, look at everything I'm creating. It's what we talked about at the first of the show. And
yeah.
Then you get freaked out because in the past, when you've created what you've wanted, it hasn't really been what you've wanted, or it's backfired on you a lot of times.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then let's get clear then about the belief around when I create everything I want, it's exactly what I want for my highest good. And it always holds me in balance.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
That feels really good.
Because, you know, the universe isn't going to give you more money than you think you can handle safely or that you think you're worth. Right?
Right.
It all goes back to you. So just because you're not winning the lotto, millions and millions of dollars, that's not about God. God can only match where you're at.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you don't want God, the universe, the creative force, to betray you, you have to get yourself into alignment to receive joyfully everything you want. And
okay.
I'm not getting anything else, Lynn. You've done so much. They want you to know that they're standing up and and they're ready to applaud. Right?
Okay.
You only have a tiny bit to go. So everybody, again, don't lose the faith. Solidify the faith in your creative force. And now they're applauding. So whatever happened, you just shifted energy there. Okay, Lynn?
And my pendulum's going the huge yes. Okay.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Love you. Yep.
Love
Boy,
you too.
This is I'm so pleased with where we're going with this show. We're all learning so much. Hello, Miss Susan. What's up?
Hello, I'm in Grover Beach in a pool exercising my aerobic exercise. Still on vacation. Yes.
Cool.
I've been exercising all the time, even talking, and I discovered that I did something that probably was not a very good idea, so I learned from it. And here's what it was. Because I'm going to who don't want really anything to do with me because of my being a minister and not in their organization, not part of their thing.
All right, you're cutting out, Susan. So
okay,
quit cycling for a minute and hold the phone still.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you better, but it's still going in and out a little bit. So
please
restate what you just said.
What I said was my brothers don't really want anything to do with me, and my daughter doesn't want anything to do with her brother, my son. So I made the mistake of informing him that we may not get a really good welcome from them, and we didn't, from my daughter. And I learned that I created that.
Okay, yes. You created that because you had a belief. And guys, that's the core of this work. As you believe, it's delivered unto you. So, you know, you set up the expectations, and then you fed into it, and then he fed into it, and then your daughter fed into it. Okay? Not about her.
Right.
You know, it's only about you going in there with love. And if she can't receive that, bad on her. But
right.
Don't take yourself down, guys, with the expectation of negativity in your life. Because the universe and the energy cannot respond in a positive way, period, if you do that.
True.
So, yes, you learned. When I say it has anything to do with you being a minister, I get a no.
Okay. My son now is upset because his sister wouldn't see him, so he decided he's going to just disown his sister. And his father had some words to him, too. So that's his thing. Unfortunately, I don't know how to help him with that exactly, other than to share what you just shared.
Yeah, you guys just have to go create you and continue to send them love.
Yes.
Send them love, and then they can shift. But as long as everybody keeps going back and forth and exchanging the expectation of judgment and non-acceptance, nothing's going to shift.
And I do have a really positive affirmation, not affirmation, but testimonial. I created a space to stay in Death Valley. There's two places, the ranch, which is the cheaper place, and the inn, which is the more expensive. I made arrangements to the ranch when we got there. They were pretty much full. They updated.
All right, Susan, I celebrate that, but you're cutting out so much, baby. I've got to move on. We're getting like every other word. But yes,
okay.
I get congratulations on that creation. And can you create now with your daughter and your brothers and everything and his dad, can you create in the same way without
yes.
any judgment? Be as
yes.
objective with that as you were about the place to stay. All right,
yes.
honey. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
You too, baby. All right, Miss Gail in Dallas, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, baby.
Amazing call.
Yep.
When I called and pressed 1, I was feeling this weight just with things that are going on at work and with my son. And now, since listening to your opening, I just feel at peace.
Well, good. Can you explain to me why you think that happened?
I reconnected to what you've been telling us every single call and just
yes.
knowing.
And you claimed your power back.
Yes.
All right. See, guys, when people in our lives are challenged, we immediately are taught that we need to save them, especially as mothers and parents. You can't save another person. You can support them and love them unconditionally, but again, they have to learn to love themselves enough to take care of themselves. And what happens is our attention on them often is the thing that takes us out of balance. And they're showing me, you know, a mother and a child on an airplane, and the bags come down, right? The oxygen bags come down. Who's supposed to put their mask on first? The parent. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you cannot love and support another person. But we're taught to give ourselves up to take care of another person. And then we go down, we go out of balance, and we do not continue to create us in the powerful way we want. So I want you to understand why you feel better so that you can do it for yourself, Gail. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's one more thing they want to go to. We're going to a core belief. Yes, hold on. This page here. 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here. And I don't belong. That's what your kid's going through. Is it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
How old is he?
35.
Is he challenged sexually in some way?
So what's happening is, his ex-wife is pregnant, saying it's his child, but he doesn't believe it is. So it's that whole trauma.
Well, that's easy with a DNA case. What's the problem?
Yeah. Just the, yes, the impact or the implications if it is or if it isn't, especially when you hate the person who is the mother.
The channel is saying that's not really what it's about. Because if he wanted it settled, it's easy to settle it with the DNA thing.
Yes.
So why are we all locked into the drama here? And forgive me, they're yelling at me, so I have to put this out. Is he challenged with wondering about his own sexuality?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, there's something in there about that that's going on. So,
Would it have been because his uncle sexually abused him when he was young?
Well, now I get a yes about that, but he's, well, what I'm, and I'm getting my big yes on this. We may not have the highest understanding here. So you may want to follow through on this later, but he's kind of wondering if he doesn't want to play in both fields somehow, or he's questioning something around that, which is fueling this whole thing, with his ex-wife. But mostly they want to focus on why he needs the drama, because again, it's such an easy fix. If he just wants to get a DNA thing, then everything's settled. Then he either has to take responsibility for the child, or it's not his and that's settled and they move on. So yeah, the drama is connected with the sexual abuse when he was little. Oh, okay. All right. So here's the highest understanding. That sexually, in his life, there has to be some kind of conflict and drama. That's what he learned when that happened to him, was this was his first experience at sex, and sex brings a lot of drama and challenge, and hold on, there's another word, mistrust, which he's living out right now. And that is the confusion. Boy, sorry if I scared you there, but they just kept harping on me that we had to get to it. So the sexual confusion is a confusion around that sex can be a beautiful, supportive, unconditionally loving experience, instead of sex having to deliver something negative and embarrassing and dramatic. Okay?
Yeah.
Are you clear about what we got to, that it's not the bisexual thing, it's the misunderstanding about the feminine and masculine aspects of sex and how it can be a beautiful experience all the way around. So that's kind of why this is playing out this way, because, you know, the greatest thing that can happen with sex is the birth of the creation of a beautiful new being on earth, right? So he's trying to deal with the beliefs that got in place when he was very young. Okay?
Thank you, Dee.
All right, hold on. They just won't let you go. Hold on. Oh, they want us to balance everything. So everybody come together, because this affects all of us, because all of creation is sexual. The masculine, feminine have to come together. And we want to know that whenever the masculine and feminine come together in a balanced way, the creation is beautiful and peaceful and unconditionally loving. And we are claiming around that. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Wow. You have no idea how much you just served, Gail. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and we're going to Gypsy in Washington. Hi.
Hi, good morning, Dee.
Good morning, baby.
I'm basically just calling in. I would like a general.
All right.
Have you
called in before, Gypsy?
Yeah, I'm going. Huh?
Have you listened to the show and you know how the work
works?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I listen to you every week.
Well, you know then that they need a specific question from you.
Okay. Okay, the specific question is, how do I deal with my grandson who is in custody with my daughter who is insistent on clinging to her addiction?
All right, so in other words, how do you help your grandson who's addicted?
No, my grandson's fine. He's only 6 years old, and he's really been involved in a lot of yuck that has to do with his mother being wrapped up in her addiction. And I've just realized this week that she has no intention of letting it go. She wants to stay that way.
Okay, then your only choice is to take custody of the child or find help for him.
Okay. Okay, I've been trying to do that, but the authorities are kind of playing games, because there's also law enforcement involved.
What do you mean?
So I need. Okay, so there's his father is in custody right now, and the federal government is trying to get something on him, yet they have nothing on him, and they the DEA got a hold of me, the Children's Services got a hold of me, and they're going back and forth between me and my daughter and saying different stories and not confirming, like telling her I lied when I said that they told me if I needed to go get him, because what they told me is if I go...
Okay, Gypsy. This is what it looks like, guys, when we're at odds within ourselves. So there's part of you going, I need to rescue this kid and take care of him. And there's a part of you going, I really can't do this to my daughter. Or shouldn't is the highest word. Do this to my daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the universe goes, all right, well, I can give you some hope, but then I have to give you all this drama that's in the way of the hope. And I can give you some hope, and then, but then I have to compromise it because you're compromised. And our job is just to match whatever you're putting out. And the signal that you're putting out right now, sweetheart, is I'm not sure what I want. I think I should help my grandson. And I really love my daughter, so I shouldn't do this to my, you see? And then things can't move slowly, guys. If you're not integrated around what you want, your life cannot move and flow in an easy way. But the channel is saying you really need to, should, it's your duty to, intervene on behalf of this child.
Okay. I guess I just need to hear that.
So hold on. We're both balanced. Anybody switch?
Okay.
We all want the highest answer. I get we're okay on all of that. And yes, you just needed permission. Now you need to make a choice and commit, so that this becomes easier for you. And it'll take, they're saying, 2 to 3 weeks to turn this energy around. Your job is to stay committed and focused on what you've chosen while the energy is turning around so that they can work this out for you. And by the way, ask for their help, will you?
Okay.
Ask for their help, that this is worked out in the highest good for all, especially the little boy. Okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Wow. I don't think I have, doggone it. Boy, we got to some great stuff, and I wanted to get through more people, but guys, we just don't have time to take another call. I love you. The webinar is May 15th. This is an important one, as you all can see. It literally, if you are not in balance, you are not going to create the life you want, and you're not going to create it as easily as you can. So let's come together now. Say it together. I love me. Come on. Own it. I love me. And I love me even more. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.